Good evening. Welcome to the Buck Stops here. I'm Vishnu Shom. With the pollution crisis in Delhi an annual feature, in fact, it remains pretty much that through the year, a crisis. The government has now announced a drastic plan to help clean up the air in the national capital region. Bharat Stage 6 fuel, equivalent to Euro 6 standards, will be introduced in the national capital region by 2018. Will this really help in the cleanup of the NCR? Are our oil companies ready to spend tens of thousands of crores to upgrade their fuel facilities to cater just for the national capital region? And what about the fact that Euro 6 engines won't be introduced? So is Euro 6 fuel just good enough? Those are some of the issues we'll be looking at this evening. Well, when a lot of people heard that India, at least a part of India, was going to move to Bharat Stage 6 fuel, equivalent to Euro 6 standards, it meant that finally there was a possibility of getting some more clean air in the national capital region, which is choked for large parts of the winter. But the fact is, a lot of people would say that this particular decision is a knee-jerk reaction. And in fact, a lot more needs to be done to ensure that Euro 6 fuel, which has a great deal of potential for transforming our immediate environment, can be used the way it should be used. Is bringing in Euro 6 fuel just for the NCR feasible for oil companies? Does it really make much of a difference for car companies? Or is it still imperative? Because any small step that we take is enough to change the air that we breathe. Joining us to look at this, Jagdish Khattar, a doyen of the Indian auto industry, the CMD of Carnation Auto, Tutu Dhawan, an automobile expert, very well known as well, with us in the studio. Anumita Roy Chaudhary, Executive Director at CSE. She works extensively on the issue of air pollution. Shaina NC of the BJP. And Anup Bandivadekar, Program Director of the International Council on Clean Transportation. He joins us from San Francisco. Mr. Khattar, I'd like to come to you first. Apparently, we'll get BS6 fuel in the National Capital Region in 2018. But we won't have BS6 cars. Will it make much of a difference?
Vishnu, a minor correction. If I read correctly, you will get this fuel only in Delhi in 2018.
In NCR, yes.
And NCR in 2019.
Okay.
So there's a difference of 1 year. And in any case, in 2020, everyone is supposed to get it. So, you know, that, so first
so
of
2018
all,
in Delhi, 2019 for the rest of the NCR, and 2020 apparently for the entire country. But 2018, let's focus
right.
on that. And let's focus on 2018. Is it going to make much of a difference?
I'm afraid not, because, you see, let's not forget, fuel quality and engine technology go together. One without the other doesn't work. There is a possibility that the Euro 4 cars and all, if they use Euro 6 fuel, there might be a small improvement, but it's not going to make any difference. So this, I don't think it's going to make any difference. Today, everyone is, I'm sorry to say, every ministry is making brownie points. Road ministry, transport ministry does the emission norms, gives a road map. Of course, they keep on shuffling it. Oil ministry comes with their fuel. Environment Ministry has their own NGT, National Green Tribunal, 10 years, 15 years. I mean, I'm sorry to say that in the last few years, automobile industry has been badgered by such knee-jerk reaction leading nowhere.
Okay.
Where have we reached in the last 15
leading
years?
Leading nowhere. Anup Bandivadekar, let me bring you in over here for a look at what's happening in the National Capital Region. Tutu Dhawan is coughing at this stage. That's because of the quality of the air around him. Does this step at all make any difference for anybody over here in the National Capital Region, where you'll have Euro 6 equivalent fuel, but the cars will be still Euro 4 or Bharat Stage 4 at best? You know, many of the cars are still older. They rely on Bharat Stage 3. So what difference will this really make?
So, Mr. Khattar is absolutely right that having Bharat Stage 6 engines to go with this Bharat Stage 6 fuel will make the most difference. But that doesn't mean that in the meanwhile, introduction of these fuels won't reduce emissions. In fact, emissions of hydrocarbons and NOx and carbon monoxide from petrol cars of all vintages, BS1 through BS4, will go down. Particulate matter emissions from all diesel vehicles, whether light or heavy-duty vehicles, will go down as well. So while acknowledging that it's a small improvement in the aggregate, a matter of a few percentage point reduction, but it's important to realize that that reduction will occur on the entire fleet of vehicles operating in the Delhi region and then next year in the NCR region. So it is a positive step, and we should take it in that spirit.
Okay. Shaina, who's going to pay the tens of thousands of crores to the oil companies who have to upgrade their infrastructure to ensure that 2018 happens? They were catering for 2020. Are our oil companies in a position to put that money in double quick time? Are they willing to do that just for the sake of the National Capital Region?
Well, if you allow BS4 engines and BS6 fuel, clearly the environment is to benefit. But how soon will we be in a position to reduce pollution? That is the question. Because it's not just cars, Vishnu. It's multiple reasons, and yeah, we need to think of the NCR and Delhi as one area, but also the rest of India when it comes to pollution that is being blown out by all kinds of chemical fertilizer units, the great kind of problem that the environment and the ecology faces. So it's not just about cleaner air and the implementation of this. You asked about who is going to bear the brunt of it. Obviously, the government wants to do what's in the best interest of its citizen. And here, health is wealth, so to speak. So I hope that the firms, all the auto firms, are able to deliver by 2018. But we do know the kind of problems, even, for example, and if I can go slightly off track, you take a car like Tesla. And in the US, even when it comes to, having battery-operated cars, you know how difficult it is at certain segments and sectors for even very, very developed countries. Yes. So here you're talking about a new fuel, a new engine. So you need to have people from, obviously, the experts in the auto field to answer on whether we are equipped to have these BS4 engines or not. Because if we have just the BS6 fuel and we don't have the engines of the cars, then what have we achieved? So I think that really the solution to pollution and environment is multifold. We have to look at all kind of effluents that are excreted from large plants, where we as a society, even the consumption of plastic is so
okay, so you're focusing
to
you're
our
focusing
health,
on the need to look at everything
to
else, and I think
with all
that
these
goes
other
China
issues.
Without saying we need to look at everything, but let's for the moment focus on fuels. Anumita, when we were discussing this last time around, you mentioned to me, you gave me an example of DG sets, diesel generator sets. We talk about cars, but if there is Euro 6 fuel which is available, then even this as a source of
Absolutely.
Pollution would go down.
So let's keep in mind, it's a no-brainer, that the moment you remove sulfur from the fuel, yeah, and we have to understand that sulfur and the particulate matter emissions is directly proportional to the level of sulfur that you have in fuel. More important, any machine that you're operating with an emission control system, their performance is going to improve. And also the durability. Mm-hmm. So as a result, any engine technology or whether DG sets or any other uses that you have, the overall emissions going to come down. And that's what is an opportunity for us. And even more important is that once you have removed the sulfur block from fuel, and which the refineries are doing right now, then it also opens up opportunity to to retrofit some of the advanced emission control technologies selectively mm-hmm. in some of the existing vehicles that you have. So you can actually maximize and leverage this opportunity that has come to us. But we will gain, as everyone's saying, that of course when the engine technology and the fuel come together, you see the maximum benefit happening. But this move from the Ministry of Petroleum, we are lauding that, welcoming that, because it's a response to the smog crisis here. But one pointer that we would really like to give is that when this fuel comes to the market, we'll have to ensure that it is priced yeah. lower than BS4 fuel. Otherwise,
or
misfueling.
BS4 fuel shouldn't be sold.
Exactly.
And if the price goes up.
Certainly not in Delhi, but even right. outside. People yeah. might go outside to buy that fuel.
Right, that's an important point. Mr. Dhawan, there are some who say that, look, you know, using BS6 fuel on a BS4 car might in fact result in engine damage. Is there any truth in that?
BS6 fuel in BS4 cars, no. There will not be any damage to it, but vice versa, there would be.
Okay. So yeah. it's perfectly safe to say that all the cars in Delhi now, Bharat Stage 4,
yeah.
right, they would continue to work the way they are
yes,
with,
yes,
with
yes.
cleaner emissions.
It will be cleaner okay. emission, better consumption.
Okay. The other point I wanted to ask you about is, look, 2020 is just a few years away. 2020 is when we are supposed to have Bharat Stage 6 cars also across the country, not just in the NCR. What are we expected in terms of prices? Will there be a dramatic shift in prices of cars because new technology comes in, new filters, new catalytic converters? Does that mean that cars are going to cost several lakh rupees more?
Well, depending on the size of the car and the budget of the car, yes, the prices will go up. I would say almost 8 to 10% of the low budget cars, say cars coming in about 5 lakh rupees, would have an enhancement of about 50 to 80,000 bucks. And cars above that would even go beyond a lakh of rupees.
And how catered is the auto industry by and large to making these changes in India?
Well, that I don't think is a problem, because most of the car companies are already aware and they have already started their homework.
And they're already selling abroad?
Yes, yes.
And they have the technology.
They have everything. In fact, the cars that they are exporting, they are Euro 6. Because in countries where they are being exported, they can't use a Euro 4.
Mr. Khattar, is this necessarily going to be a problem, the transition to Euro 6 cars in India? Yes, the prices will go up, but then they'll go up for all cars. And therefore, is it a fair argument to say that because the prices of cars are going up, people will perhaps be forced to use more transportation? Because at a particular segment, people may not be able to afford cars anymore.
Vishnu, you're correct. I mean, one thing I must say, the discourse during the last 6-8 months has changed. Earlier, it was all cars, diesel, 2000 cc, 10 years, 15 years. Everything. Now, as was mentioned just now, it's a bigger problem. There are many constituents of this pollution, and that has to be tackled. According to me, there should be a mission on pollution, not only for NCR, but for Northern India. But coming back to your question, cars will become expensive. You know, even in April, you mentioned they should only sell Euro 6. You know, I remember when we were having seat belts, when it was not compulsory, we had cars without seat belt and one variant with seat belt with only 500, 600, 800 more. Hardly anyone brought that. Till there is compulsion, till there is no choice, people will follow. But if in NCR or in Delhi next year you have Euro 4 fuel and Euro 6, I don't think the fuel companies will sell it at a lower price. They will lose money. And if they sell it at a higher price, customers will still go for Euro 4.
Okay.
So I think the price of the cars will go up, price of fuel will go up when fuel and technology of cars are both at the same time.
Anup, in simple terms, you know, diesel fuel, which has been a favorite in India for quite a few years because of the price difference between petrol and diesel. Now that's changing because the subsidy on diesel, you know, I mean, has meant that the price difference isn't. The subsidy having gone, at least in the cities, means that the price difference isn't quite as stark as it once was. But the fact of the matter is, how does diesel remain a major concern for us? And how will Euro 6 bring down sulfur content in diesel dramatically?
So at this stage, we have got sulfur content in diesel of 50 parts per million, and the BS6 will bring it down to 10 parts per million. So that itself is a huge reduction, and as I said, it will reduce emissions from all vehicles. But what is most important is that it will enable putting diesel particulate filters on all of the diesels being sold in India, whether they are passenger cars or whether they are heavy trucks and buses. And that will cause more than 90% reduction in particulate emissions matter, and coupled with NOx control technology, which will again have another 80% or more reduction. Now, on the issue of the price increase, we should note that this price increase will largely be felt by diesel passenger cars. Mm-hmm. The technology to go from Euro 4 or BS4 to BS6 gasoline cars is relatively inexpensive. And so we don't expect to see a much increase in the price of petrol cars. But it's correct that the price of the diesel cars will go up. And so it is very likely that come 2020, as diesel cars have to put in particulate filter and a NOx after treatment system, they will become more less competitive going forward compared with petrol cars, which will not have to put in all these expensive after treatment systems.
Anumita, final question to you. It said that vehicular pollution in Delhi only contributes to 10%. Right?
It's 20% according to IIT Kanpur study.
Okay.
But more important, we must not get lost in these numbers. Vehicles are also responsible for highly toxic exposure, because these 10 million tailpipes are emitting close to your nose. Mm. And that's the reason why, what the kind of emissions you did get from vehicles, particularly
the
diesel.
The question I'm asking, Anumita, is that, all right, in 2020, people who buy new cars will be forced to buy cars which are Euro 6 compliant. On the other hand, people who buy cars up till that period will buy Bharat Stage 4 cars.
That's right.
Bharat Stage 4 cars have a life, let's say, of up to a decade, right? So therefore, to have the full benefits of Bharat Stage 6, we are looking at 2030 in most cases. So we are still a long way away
but
from actually achieving this.
But we still have to keep in mind that if you really look at the rate of motorization, if you look at the average age of cars today on the road in Delhi, for instance, is actually 4 to 7 years. So you're really not talking about a very old fleet. Mm-hmm. But the new numbers that we are going to add now every year are going to be much more explosive. So if you do not commit that technology to very stringent emission levels, then you're
Delhi's
locking in pollution.
We have roads to help us for people to change cars, and hopefully they'll change to Euro 6 sooner than later. Right. Mr. Khattar, last point to you. You're smiling. Go ahead.
You know, this is, I always keep on, first of all, you're talking about 2030. The government has said we'll go all electrical. I mean, this, we'll have so much of disruption. I'm really very worried about it.
But disruption is a good thing if we can breathe,
all
sir.
These things.
Isn't disruption a good thing if it allows us to breathe?
Just 30 seconds.
Carry on, sir. Yes.
One old car which is on the road, if it is taken away, it is equivalent to 7 new cars. Why don't we concentrate on old cars which are here? Why don't we have their certification for their safety? Why don't we have a regular certification? Let us remove those cars. Believe me, you will have a change within 6 months if these were to go away. New cars are not going to make much of a difference in pollution. It's the old cars which are on the road.
I think we should not confuse the two strategies. You need one strategy for the old cars, which is inspection and maintenance, and do it well. But that does not mean that the new technology should, and that should wait, because today the technology that we're getting in the name of BS4 is 16 to 17 years behind what Europe is using today. So we cannot allow this technology lag to continue and commit such huge pollution for years to come.
Want to sell
May
foreign?
I make a limited point?
Half a second, China, I'll come to you next. Mr. Khattar, carry on with the point you're making, then I'll go back to China. Yes.
You know, we are always talking about new technologies and future. We should deal with problems today. I think that is more important. You know, Europe is doing this, America is doing this. They don't have old cars on the road. And when she is saying that the life of a car is 4 or 5 years, life of the car is today 1.5 lakh to 2 lakh kilometers. I know that people are, rich people will buy a car, change in 4 years, but there are other two people who are buying it.
Okay.
And they all remain on the road. Please let us solve the problem today, not keep on talking about future, this will happen.
China, go ahead.
No, I just want to say that yes, the nitrogen emissions will reduce and all of that, but I don't think anyone's raising the fundamental point, which is the 60,000 crores that it is going to cost refineries.
Precisely.
And that is a huge yes. load too. So I think all these plans can yeah. coexist, one which is to examine the validity of old cars, which are also in question. And we're using technology.
So, China, let me ask you this. Should the government be in a position to subsidize the oil companies as they've done in the past, but in this case to help save our lives? Because realistically, many oil companies will be very averse to making these changes.
But
rules or no rules?
No, they're already doing it. They are already doing it, Vishnu.
But we should, in fact, the refineries have already given the commitment, even to the court, that they will meet
the
deadline.
But what is the option?
So they are doing their investments. And that is what is very important to keep in mind. Because today, the last block of fuel quality has been removed.
So 2018, we will get these fuels in Delhi.
Right. And by the time we get it for the entire country, the BS6 fuel, the fuel barrier to improving technology will be really removed.
Okay.
Then the onus is on the vehicle industry to meet the new challenge.
Anup, you had a point to make? Last point. Go ahead.
Exactly. The sums involved with oil industry are always large numbers, so tens of thousands of crores. But if you see how much difference it will actually make to the price we pay per liter, it will be of the order of a few paise added to the cost of a fuel in order to go from BS4 to BS6. So it's really not going to be a very expensive price for us to pay. And the health benefits that we are going to get from the cleaner cars that result from it are going to far exceed that little bit of a cost that we will incur.
All right. Well, it's going to be a difficult task ahead, but one that promises to actually change the lives of millions of people in the national capital. We're going to continue with our focus even tomorrow on working towards a greener future as far as transportation is concerned. We're going to try and look at electric cars in the near future, not in 2030. Is it something that can be done in terms of a rail transition? For the moment, I'd like to thank both of you very much, all of our guests very much, for being with us.